Terry, it's Tony from Tony's Pet Station up in Ningi. How are you going? Yeah, good. Hey, just a quick question for you. I don't know if maybe Vanessa or one of the vets could give me a ring at some point. Now, I sold a snake to some people 6 months ago, okay, from my store. Now, politely during the week, so 6 months ago, now that was when my license says I sold it. He slammed me on Facebook about how I sold a sick snake and, well, actually on Google, how I sold a sick snake and they ended up having to have it euthanized, right? When I sell my animals from this store, I definitely make them aware, and Vanessa can vouch for this for me. I am the first person that says any problems, come straight back and see me and we'll work through it. So I then hit him with, I would like the medical information forwarded on to me, because not only for myself, but for me to hand on to the breeder that I bought the snakes from. He's told me now, he's just come back to me to say that he was bringing the snake to you guys. So I was just wondering if I'd be able to clarify with Vanessa, because his words to me, I don't have the exact information on what she had. Can't remember the word the vet said. The spine had a bend towards the rear. Hard to see, but it was there. We took her to the exotic vets at Redcliffe and were given injections for her. She never improved, and we put her down on the 6th of June. So yeah, so that's all he's responding to me with. So yeah, I just thought if I could touch base with Vanessa or one of them and just have a chat to them about it. Okay, the person in question, his name is Mark Rosenberg, Rosenberg. Yeah, Mark. I think when I sold it, it just went through as just a mixed python. I would. Let me just cut three zebra jag. So when he would have put it through, it would have gone through as a coastal carpet python mix, yeah. Yep. Right. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I know. Yeah, and it all needs to be handled in the correct manner, and I fully understand that. So, yeah, I just, like, he's still not just giving me anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, to just tell me that, like, I'm sure, even some invoices from the vet or something, you know what I mean? Like, to show me that he has had it seen to, and because, I'm just going to take his word for it, like, so yeah, but he's not really saying, but he's not really saying, he's just put up a really negative review on my Facebook, on my Google, stating, don't go to this store, she sells sick snakes, so over the last, whatever, over the last 8 months, I've sold 42 baby snakes, this is the first one, and it just hurts me a bit that, it's 6 months later, I've heard nothing from him, I've never seen him again, and I stress to everybody, If this snake does not eat within the 2 week mark of you taking it from me, you bring it straight back to me, you know. And then we go from there. And, you know, I remember him being here on the day. He had his own enclosure set up. So normally I would sell him in my little hatchie kits because then I know they go with everything that they need, heating and hides, etc. But he had already told me he had his own set up at home, which he did post me photos of. And then he did, within the first week, he posted me photos of the snake in its enclosure, happy as, you know, like... and then just to read that on Google, I'm like, no, mate, I'll get to the bottom of this because I buy all these snakes from one breeder. I buy from one breeder down in Melbourne because I have always had good snakes from them. I don't just buy my snakes here, there and everywhere. So I sort of, you know, I try and do the right thing. But, yeah, he's not really saying to me whether he wants reimbursement, but, you know, like if there was definitely a problem there, I would be willing to help him out. But, you know, I need a bit more information than just trying to hand him over another snake. Yeah, so best contact number would be my mobile, which is 040-888-77-146. Yep, that's fine. That's fine. You do what you've got it from your end. And then... that's what I would like, because if there is a spinal issue, okay, you know, I need to sort of clarify that, you know, send it back to the breeder and just say, you know, out of these babies, I had one with this. And I'm not asking from the breeder because, look, in all honesty, I bought 50 baby snakes from him and I still have some here now. That's what I mean. I've had no problem with any of them. So I'm not concerned about the breeder giving me another snake. But, you know, once again, as breeders, they like to know that sort of thing. I think it's just doing the right thing all round. You know. Yeah, I'll leave it with you. Okay, all good. Okay, Dale, thanks heaps, hey? Okay, bye.